Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk Humboldt Wildcats baseball with head baseball coach Jason Thurr. The Humboldt Wildcats baseball team entered play this week at 11-4 overall as they started the week off with a road game against Clarion Goldfield Dawes. The Wildcats won that game 16-1 over the Cowboys. On Tuesday, the Wildcats hosted a non-conference game against Esterville Lincoln Central. The game got away from the Cats as they fell 12-2. Humboldt would bounce back on Wednesday as they won on the road against conference foe Algona, defeating the Bulldogs 11-4 going into an off day. With Thursday providing a day off for the Cats, they would come into their final game of the week yesterday with a home game against the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs. The Wildcats were trailing the Bulldogs 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh as the Cats rallied to get 3 runs to tie the game at 5. The game would go into extra innings, and the Bulldogs would scratch across a run in the top of the 10th inning to take a 6-5 lead. In the bottom half of the 10th, Humboldt went down in order to end the game. Entering play next week, the Wildcats have an overall record of 13-6 and 9-3 in the North Central Conference, which currently places the Cats in second place in the conference standings, trailing only the Webster City Lynx by 2 games and a half-game lead over the Hampton Dumont Cal Bulldogs, who are now in third place. Thurm, after the game, on his team's performance, the past week of games, and looking ahead.
I thought we showed a lot of toughness there, especially in that seventh inning. You know, we had struggled all game long. We saw types of arms that they have, and we had a nice rally there in the seventh inning. Proud of that effort with it, and give Hampton Dumont credit. Their kids went out there and competed all night, and it would have been easy for them to fold after we had that big seventh inning, but they kept competing, and they got the best of us in the end.
Did you tell the guys anything there going into that seventh inning, down by 3?
Well, it was, their starter was still in there, and we had hoped to have him out of there a little sooner than that, so we went up there and we got a strike, that type of mentality with it, because we needed base runners. We were going to take until we got the tying run up. We got one runner on, and then they brought in the next pitcher with it, and we got a little bit more aggressive with it. But we had some really good at-bats there, and guys came through there, and we had our chances there. We just couldn't get the timely hit in the extra innings with it, and looking at the rest of the game, well, tonight we made too many mistakes. And looking at the freebie aspect of it, we just gave them a little too much tonight.
And then Jaden Gargano keeping you guys in the game that long. Talk about the pitching night between Gargano and Isaiah Busick, who was really impressive there in the extras.
Yeah, Jaden did a great job for us. He struggled a little bit early on. I felt like he was trying to maybe overthrow, and he made some nice adjustments and just hit his spots a little bit better. And for him to get us through 7 innings, I never would have expected that early in the game. His pitch count was really high really early, and he settled down and settled in, and a really gutty performance there. And then Isaiah came through, and he made some big pitches for us, too, in extra innings. Both those guys, I thought we pitched well enough to win tonight, but it just was one of those nights.
There were a couple innings there where the guys had really gotten aggressive, and there were a couple 3-pitch, 4-pitch innings. Is that where you went ahead and said, all right, guys, start maybe trying to work the count a little bit here?
We had Birdsall at 85 through 4 innings, I believe, and we went, I think it was 6-6. We went for the next 2 innings. We got a total of 12 pitches out of them, we pumped the brakes a little bit there, and it worked out in the seventh inning for us. That's a tough call too. You hate to take the bat out of anybody's hands, and typically we won't do that. But just in hindsight with it, we probably would have been a little bit more controlling there in the fifth and sixth inning with it. But the bottom line is you got to be able to hit the ball too, and just one of those things with it. And we're in that situation again, we might do a little bit differently.
So today, is this going to affect the pitching going into next week? I know you guys have 2 days off, but with pitch counts and everything, how are you guys looking so far coming into next week?
Yeah, we planned on having Caden on Monday night. Have to see where Isaiah's at and how many pitches he threw. Jaden will definitely be down, but we're looking at bringing Jaden back on Wednesday, so he'll be good to go by then. And we got plenty of pitchers and a good opportunity for those guys to get out. We got 4 in a row coming out at the start of the week with it, and I'm just going to go out and compete.
And then lastly, at this point in the season, season's starting to wind down in the regular season. Where do you look at this team, and how do you think you've performed so far here in 2022? As you're coming ready for districts here in the next month?
Well, there's a little bit of inconsistency there, and you know, it shouldn't matter who's on the mound for us. We just have to have that mentality where we've got that confidence, and you know, we're going to go out and compete no matter who we're playing, no matter who we're facing on the mound with it. We have to go out with that pack mentality, and if we don't get them in the first inning, we've got to get them in the second inning, and if we don't get it there, we'll get it in the third. And, you know, defensively, some nights we look really well, and other nights it's a little bit of a struggle for us. So it just got to be able to put our best team out there, and maybe we're still in that mode where we're going to have to see if we can't tweak things a little bit. But, we'll look at things over the weekend, and, I feel like we got some guys that'll go out there and give it their best shot. So, it's high school baseball, and there are going to be some ups, there are going to be some downs with it, and, tonight was one of those downers.
Well, Coach, I want to wish you good luck here against the Clear Lake coming up on Monday and get back on the winning track of things here.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Thank you, Matt. Have a good weekend.
You too.
That was head coach Jason Thurm of the Humboldt Wildcats baseball team. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.